Hola, talks. Abi Togun. Welcome back to Empire Lifestyle. Here we're talking about business, relationship, real estate, and marriage. Let's get going. With that being said, we're going to have some fun today. I got some really cool things I want to share with you with this formula, the A by V by 3C, that basically becomes the success you're looking for in this game. These formulas I'm sharing with you is basically what I use to build each block on top of each other. And basically with the way my personal business is set up, I don't have to work. Okay. I don't have to work. Money was still coming. Okay. And there's a lot of people coming into wholesaling as a business model. And basically what they're buying into is the idea they have to work. Over and over and over and over, they have to also. Majority of them, even at that, they're still not going to make money. Okay. So, with that being said, the formula I'm going to share with you is basically it's another formula you can reference that you can use as a yardstick. You can use it as a, you know, my business is struggling right now. I don't know exactly. Let me look at the formula. Let me see what part of this, five elements am I missing? It's called the A by V. By three C's. There's three C's. There's A and there's this V, right? And then you have five different elements that will become success for you. And as usual, I'm giving you a formula that you can use in any business. Of course, I'm going to be using wholesaling as the example here. I'm going to use wholesaling as a scapegoat here so you can fully understand what I mean. But it's honestly applicable to any type of business. Are we making sense? All right. So I'm going to, by the end of this session, it's a five-part series. So I'm going to spend each session, which is basically throughout the course of this. This is part one of five, right? I'm going to spend each one talking about each one, right? So there's A, there's V, and there are three C's, right? We're going to talk about the three C's are separate different elements that you need in your business, okay? And if you don't have them, you will struggle. Your business will struggle. Your business will have leakages, okay? The first one, which is A, which is what I'm going to review to you during somewhere in the middle of the course of this session, right? That A element, right, is if you don't, I'm not going to wait until the end of the five-part series before I reveal the most important part of it for you. It's actually the most important part of all of this, okay? It's the most important part of all of it, okay? So for the most part, what you're going to find is you have people that come into this game. Some of them spend $40,000, okay, to join the game through a guru or through a guru hotel seminar, something like that. And some of them spend 40,000 hours watching YouTube videos from gurus, you know, from people that don't charge a lot of money, but then they have a way to get you hooked on watching hours upon hours of video without being able to show anything for it. Basically, they're not giving you step by step executable steps that you can use to run the business. At the end of the day, this is a real business, okay? So what that means is that transactions will need to happen at some point, okay? So here's where a lot of people fail. Where a lot of people fail is that there's a lot of theoretical concepts. You know, there's a lot of theory that you have to learn. You know, there's a learning curve. There are terminologies. There are professions. Personnel that you have to deal with, from inspector to appraiser to lawyers to closing agents. There are all the different things, like a lot of just terminologies, just term, like technical terms, technical things that you have to, that at some point you will learn in this game. But the way this business is painted up for the most part is basically designed for you to, it's designed for you to try to learn everything up front, okay? That's basically impossible, all right? That's just a fact of the matter. It's impossible to learn everything before you get started. It's impossible to learn everything there is to learn about the game in 1 year. It's impossible to learn everything, not even in 3 years. You're going to continue to to learn new stuff as you go through the game. It's just the way it works, you know? And if you're not aware of that, what you're going to do is you're going to learn a new thing, you're going to try to execute. Learn a new thing, try to execute. And before you know it, you're not done, like day five into it, you're not done executing what's on day five. But basically, you're at the mercy of having to execute all of these zillion things before you can make any money. And with that, that's not going to work. Okay, that's not going to work for you. For most people, it's not going to work. It's just too much that you have to learn and try to execute on. For any normal human being, you're going to get frustrated out of the business. Okay, so an example of what I'm talking about, have you ever know anybody in this game? Maybe it's you, right? You're trying to find the perfect logo. You're trying to find the perfect logo design, right, for the business. You're trying to come up with the best, perfectest, you know, like a company name. Like, what's the right company name to use, right? And then you get stuck on that for another 5 days to 2 weeks, right? You know those people, right? Maybe that's you, right? And you're trying to figure out, so that's logo and then that's name, right? And then another one, I think, LLC, the right company structure, the right corporate structure. What is the right corporate structure? Should I do LLC? Should I do this business as just my name? Should I do it as an S-Corp or a corporation or a limited liability company or a limited or a PLC, whatever, you know? And you're basically stuck on stuff that's not going to make you money, right? So, and I see that a lot. I see a lot of people stuck on just a bunch of nonsense that really has nothing to do with making money in the game, okay? Because at the end of the day, you have to create revenue. And if you don't create revenue, basically you're setting yourself up for failure. You won't be able to serve more people, you know? These are the things that you really, really have to pay attention to. There are some pillars, you know. If you don't know anything about, if you're brand new here, we teach something called the three pillars inside of this book. And we cover that in details inside of the book. You can go grab the copy of the book, right? So there's some pillar things that you know that without those things, there's no business, essentially. Like, for example, no leads, no business, right? No leads, no deals, right? Very, very simple. And yet you find people that basically roam around this industry. They go all around the YouTube channels trying to find the juiciest, newest way of doing things, the newest software, what's the hottest software, what's the software that can do things. But in all of that, they tend to miss some of the most important aspects of the business. The most important aspect of the business is somewhere between 3 and 7. For the most part, there are 3 to 7 things that you can make sure that they're up and running on any given day, and then business will come in, even if you are not working, even if you don't feel like working, you know. And many people get lost in the textbook, you know, that's a big book, right? One of the things I try to do inside of this book, Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, is to really bring it down to something simple. For the most part of it, I'm busy explaining the three pillars, each one of the pillars, you know. So we're not talking about three pillars right now. This is just another form of the A by V by three C's, right? That's what we're talking about. But what I'm going to tell you is this, okay? Without the first one, which is A, which means attention, right? Without attention, your business will fail. Okay. When I say attention, right, we can divide that into all types of different places. So mark that at the 10 minute mark, I revealed A to you. It's attention. You need to command attention. Now you have multiple different ways of attracting attention. Okay. And if you notice, I said attract attention, okay? We're not looking for attention that you have to force, okay? We're not looking for attention that you have to manhandle into doing business with you. We're looking for attention that you attracted. Are we making sense here? So, and that's very, very important that we understand that, okay? Attention, okay? I see a lot of people around the industry. Many people are looking for joint ventures. Many people are looking for whatever. They're looking for cash buyers. They're looking for all these different things. But their business doesn't have attention, right? Your business does not have attention. That's the one single currency that you can figure out and everything else will kind of like, not kind of, will fall in place. Okay. See, you can make all the mistakes in the world when you have enough attention in your business. When you learn how to attract as many attention as possible, keyword being attracting, but also attention, right? You can make all the mistakes. So let me give an example. Okay. So for example, you're able to have 100 people call your line every day looking to sell you a property or looking to see if you will make an offer on their property. Somehow you've created attention in the marketplace. That thing is catching attention, okay? Somehow you are attracting attention in the marketplace. I don't know. Maybe you have a message out there that says we buy houses in a few different places. Maybe about 25,000 people saw that today, right? And a few of those people called you and they are now buzzing up your phone, right? So you can make a mistake. 25 people every day. Exposed to 25,000 people. So another way you can look at it is exposure, right? Attention, exposure. So we can use that synonymously in this lesson, right? If 25,000 people saw the message directly from you, it says from John or from Ola, right? And it says, I buy houses. John buy houses. Ola buy houses, right? And 25,000 people saw it, and only 25 of those people picked up the line and called you and say, hey, I do have this property at 123 Main Street. And then, you know, you screwed up. Somehow, somewhere, you said the wrong thing. You got off the phone with that person. Here's the good thing about having attention and learning how to attract it on a daily basis, autopilot, right? The beauty about that is that another set of 25 people will come in tomorrow. Another set of 25,000 people will see tomorrow. Another set of 25 people will pick up the phone and call you tomorrow. Maybe that number is 50 tomorrow. Maybe that number is 10 tomorrow. The bottom line is that you have consistently out there marketing message that commands that attracts attention to you. Okay. So now if you're busy, if you're looking for, you know, in wholesaling, for example, you kind of like sell two different things. You have to have like two different types of sales funnel, right? There's one sales funnel for people that are looking to sell a house. There's another sales funnel for people that are looking to buy a house. We'll call them cash buyers, right? Or motivated sellers. You know, cash buyers, I'll tweak that a little bit. Let's just call that buyers as long as it's real cash. So when you're ready, here are four ways I can help you close your first real estate deal for a massive payday. Number one, over 50,000 people have seek personal one-on-one coaching from me till date. Honestly, they just all want my three secrets to their first deal. Instead of dividing me up into 50,000 ways, I have created this free masterclass coaching at www.3secretstofirstdeal.com. Number two, join the social community. Send me a private message. You can go to YouTube, simply search my name, Ola Talks Abitogo, and join over 1,500 subscribers over there. You can find me on Instagram. You can search for iTalksB. Over 30,000 people hanging out on my page. You can also find me in our Facebook group by simply searching Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, over 400 members. And you can also add me personally by simply searching my name in my personal profile. You can join over 5,000 people on there. Number three, must have, you need to get my books. You can get it for free at audible.com when you take the free 30 days trial. The first one is Smart Real Estate Wholesaling, Real Estate Money Secret. You can sign up for a free trial through my link by simply going to www.myempirepro.com. Number fourth way I can help you. Some people want to get the fast track to 6, 7 and even 8 figures in real estate investing and wholesaling with no money down from home. There's only one way. Join the mastermind at www.3pillarsystem.com. This is an intimate access to my proprietary methods and recommended tools. You want details? Simply go to www.3pillarsystem.com.